All right, guys, and welcome back to another book review. Today we are reviewing a book I have wanted to review for ages now. It's the third in the series. I know this came out about 2 weeks ago, but I've just got it a couple of days ago. I read it in 2 days, and the book is The Bedding of Boys by Edward Lorne. He is the author of The Silent and Broken Ribs and Bay's End. Both reviews are, you can watch both reviews on this. This podcast, Spotify, wherever you listen to this on, this will be there. So this is the third in the series of All Things Lead to the End. I think the next two are out next year. I think. I know the next one is probably going to be out next year. So the next one is Everything is Horrible Now, and then the last one is No Home for Boys, which he says No Home for Boys is a direct sequel to every single book. So it's a bit like the MCU in a way, the Marvel Cinematic Universe, where every film is a standalone, but the Avengers film is a sequel to every film. So firstly, The Bedding of Boys. I'm gonna go to a review and then I'll give you ideas what I think of the series and a few theories I have about the series. So The Bedding of Boys is about a woman between the ages of 25 and 27, so mid to late 20s. Her name is Regina Corsi. She's technically speaking, she's a paedophile, but she only likes kids that are in between the ages of 9 and 16 because that's when they go through puberty, and she likes boys. That's why it's called The Bedding of Boys, because she beds boys, not men. So we open on her. Spoilers, by the way. We open on her killing her family and trying to, sort of bed a boy in the back of a van, I think it is. Not her van, but a van, like a caravan, camper van, whatever, I think. I've just finished reading it, so. And then she kills the boy because she can't, it can't, satisfy her. And then this sort of monster in a sheet comes. It's called Ghost on the paperback. Is at the back of that. Anyway, so Ghost comes and eats the two adults, the two parents, but not the boy. That's all. This is. I'm not really going to give you much about the story or what actually happens, but I'm just going to give you the introduction of the characters. And then the next character we have is Nevada Barnes. Nevada. Nev, whatever you want to call him, Nevada Barnes. He's 14, and is still a child. He does what 14-year-old boys do, so you can sort of guess yourself. This kid has just come to live with him, named August. I don't know if he has a last name. I think it's just August that he said. And he never speaks. And then one day he has a sort of a fit, and collapses. And then they take him to the hospital, and he's checked over. Apparently, nothing is wrong with him. So then he's just mute for ages for the rest of the book, until later. And then Regina meets Nevada, but she calls herself Becky at the start, and then they. They do stuff. Nevada and Regina, they have sex. But Nevada starts to regret it. And then he leaves the house to go to a bonfire, which he's been set up throughout the whole book. And then he regrets it. He just wants to be a child again. It feels like Regina's took away his innocence. So he tells her to piss off, basically. And she tells him that she has something that he wants, and it goes to her, and they have sex for the second time on a tree, against this tree. But then Ghost comes, and tries to eat Nevada, but Regina don't want that, so she goes and like tells they run away. So yeah, that's sort of introduction to all the characters. Ghost basically helps Regina eat the people she's killed. So yeah, this is what I think of the book now. This is my review. I think Bay's End is still my favourite Edward Long book. But I think Bay's End is 5 stars. The Sound of Broken Ribs is 3.5 to 4 stars. This is, again, 5 stars, but I still think Bay's End is better. So, yeah, 5 stars for this one. I think Bay's End blew my mind away. Then I read Sound of Broken Ribs and I was like, okay. It didn't disappoint me, but I didn't think it lived up to how good Bay's End was. It didn't hit that mark, which, not saying the book was bad, the book was amazing, but it just wasn't as beautiful and amazing as Bay's End. But it still was pretty brilliant. It was fantastic. As I've said on Twitter, Edward Lorne is a genius. He is a genius. And yeah, The Bender Boys doesn't disappoint. Just like The Sound of Broken Ribs didn't disappoint. I just didn't expect it to be like it was. But yeah, this book is a 5-star read for definite. But I will warn you, if you don't like sort of sex scenes or pedophilia, if you don't like sort of masturbation scenes or reading about them or watching them, or if you don't like horror, obviously don't read this book. If you're quite squirmish to that stuff, or if you just don't like it, so yeah, be sort of ready for that kind of stuff. I was sort of ready because of sort of I knew the plot because I read the back, guess by the title what it was going to be like. Nothing in this book shocked me. Like, I was never like, whoa, that's too far. I was like, well, that's perfect for the story. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I think if there is anyone moaning about this book, complaining that it's gone too far, it's not true. This book hasn't gone too far. It was on the border of going too far, but that's because, that's just because like people could say it's gone too far, if that makes any sense. What I mean is, it didn't go too far. As a, if it made no sense, if there was no need for it, then it would have. But there was need for it in the story. Within the story, there was need for it. If some of the stuff he spoke about happened in The Sound of Broken Ribs, it'd be like, what the hell is that, man? But no, this book is just perfect for whatever he said. But everything he said was perfect for the story. It's a brilliant story. It kept on lines. It kept on the track of what he was telling. Unlike some other books I've read, not by Edward Lorne, because I've only read two others. This is the third book I've read by Edward Lorne. Now I want to talk about some theories I have. Sort of theories, more of explanation. First of all, I know that Edward Lorne adds Easter eggs in his book. Not in Bay's End, obviously, because there's nothing for him to Easter egg, really. And in The Sound of Broken Ribs, there were callbacks and Easter eggs to other characters. But in this book, I feel this book was packed solid with Easter eggs. It's had more Easter eggs in than I've ever read with Edward Lorne, in my opinion. There was Trey Franklin, the main character of Bay's End. He came back. The Lee Duncan or Leigh Duncan from The Sound of Broken Ribs. Regina went to her funeral because she knew her, sort of. And also, obviously spoilers, Belinda Walsh, the person who ran over Lee or Leigh. I'm gonna call her Leigh from now on, because that's how I say it. So yeah, Lee Duncan. Sorry, not Lee Duncan. Belinda Walsh, the person who ran over Lee Duncan, is in this book right in the last like 2 pages. She picks up, spoilers of course, I would have said that, but she literally the last page and a half, she picks up Nevada, the main character boy. She picks him up and takes him back to the Bay's End. So they're all gonna go back to Bay's End. Everything leads to the end. I think the next one, No Home for Boys, is it? No, Everything is Horrible Now. That could be someone else's story taking place in the sort of after the events of this book, after what happens in this book to the end, I think everything just goes to pure shit, and I think someone's just struggling to cope with it. But I don't know. I don't know. The book's not out yet. We've heard nothing about the book. It's just my ideas. And No Home for Boys, I think it's gonna have all the characters in, and they're gonna fight one big person, one big monster. It's gonna have all the characters. It's gonna have Trey in it. It's gonna have Belinda in it. It's gonna have Nevada in it. It's gonna have the character from the next book, and maybe a new character for the final book. But yeah, so first I read. Read it if you like Edward Lorne. Read it if you like horror. But if you do want to, if you do want to start reading Edward Lorne, I would suggest starting with Basehand. It really just push you into the Lorneverse, if you like, of wanting to read all his work. So yeah, the next Edward Lorne book I'm going to read is Cruelty, and then Life After Dane, and then the fourth, All Things Lead to the End. Everything is horrible now. But the next review for the podcast, it's going to be Mr. Mercedes by Stephen King. So yeah, thanks for listening. Please share if you enjoyed it. So yeah, that's 5 stars for the Brendan Boys. It's a brilliant book. Read it if you like horror. Read it if you like reading. Edward Lorne's a genius. Thank you. Goodbye.